Tuesday night, or Eluchas Ches Tammuz. Or Halachim Chavis Al Vavis.
You're supposed to say Modim together with the Tzibur, the idea of bowing down, and we've talked about in the past, when the Tzibur says Modim, so everybody says Modim together with Modim Drabonon, and it's wrong for the Chazan to pause and then say Modim, even though the reason of the Chazan is a good reason. He wants to figure out how to have everyone hear every word, but by trying to do that, by delaying his bowing down to Modim, he's defeating the whole purpose of Modim Drabonon, which is to bow together with the Shliach Tzibur. Having said that, if a person's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei still, and he hears that the Shliach Tzibur is saying Modim, so when you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, bowing down could present a potential problem. If you're in the middle of a bracha, you should bow down together with the tzibur, not say anything, not even the three words Modim Anachnu Loch, but not say anything, but you bow down together with the tzibur. And that would really be the case, many achronim hold, if the tzibur is saying, bowing down in Aleinu or for Baruch Hu. But if you're in the beginning of a bracha or the end of a bracha, where Chazal very specifically said not to bow, then you also should not bow down. Okay, that's also you only bow down in the middle of a bracha. Okay. We're up to Perek Shishi. Perek Shishi has some things that may sound like a repetition from earlier Prokim, but it's a different subject. It just touches upon the same ideas, and that is the actions, the practices of a Bal Kniya would be as follows. In other words, so some of these are a repetition from Perek Chamishi. It sounds like a repetition because Perek Chamishi talks about things to think about in order to acquire Kniya. And here he's saying that this is what a Bal Kniya should be doing. And so the first two, or three, the first two actually, is sort of the same as what he said in Perek Chamishi. Harishon, the first thing he should be doing is to think about Hashem. Das Elokim, umidosot hatovos, vayisronish and mosin lo'odim al-shol barali achayim, the fact that we are given by Hashem gifts above and beyond other living creatures. Mankind has so many gifts above other living things. A person is like king of the world, really. He can harness everything in the world. And besides, he has intelligence, he can speak, he walks erect, and so on and so forth. So when you think about that and the chesed that Hashem has bestowed upon you, and how Hashem is far beyond anything of any man, so this is what he should do, and he will therefore increase his kniya in his practices of life. Above any picture, above any depiction. To realize your obligation to think about and to realize and to learn about your obligations to obedience to Hashem, the Haseichel, things that are more common sense obligations, Menschlichkeit, the Likro B'Sefer Torah Su Elokim, to learn Torah, the Lamur Halachoch Mahamuskeles, V'Haksuva V'Hamukubeles, this is the tripod that the Chazalos talked about throughout the Sefer, Chochma, which is Muskeles, which is logical and rational, V'Haksuva and Torah Shemaksav, V'Hamukubeles and Torah Shemalpeh. Lilmod Mimeno Tenoi Hakniya U'Mukomos Hanhagosa, to learn the when and where and the ins and outs of practicing Kniya. Okay, we'll stop here.